you're coming in at a low.
Okay, can you hear me now?
If you could speak up. Okay. Okay, I got you, Candy.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Minister Candy, we can hear you now.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Glory to your name. Lord God, we bless your holy name. We honor you, Lord. We come this morning with praise and thanksgiving. We thank you for the close of another week. We thank you for yet another time to join together to lift up the name of Jesus early in the morning. So many people have left this world and gone on to face eternity, but you gave us another day, Lord. God, you protected us. The angels of the Lord encamped around and about us, protecting us from dangers seen and dangers that we didn't even know were there. We thank you that because of your mercy and loving kindness, we are still here. Father, I pray that you reveal your purpose and your glory for each of our lives so that we may walk in it. Thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for orchestrating this call. Thank you, Lord, for giving them the vision. Continue to pour out your blessings upon them. Thank you for Artis and the Diaz de Leon family. Continue to bless them and guide and direct them, oh God, as they lead us through this Artis business. Thank you for those who get up early in the morning to join this call. I pray for all of our listeners. I pray that all of their needs be met. Father, I give charge to the angels, and I launch the Holy Spirit into the atmosphere this morning. I command and demand all static, satanic charges, demonic electromagnetic waves, and every dark spirit to disappear, dissipate, and vanish from the airways and frequencies of this call. I thank you that the power of the Holy Spirit is roaming through the phone lines like a heat-seeking missile searching for hearts that are pure, hearts that are humble, hearts that are yielded, hearts that have integrity, as Pastor Chuck spoke on for the past couple of days, hearts that are desperate for you, and hearts that are willing and desperate to please you, God. I thank you that we have our open ears to hear and our hearts conditioned to receive the message from this woman of God as she gives voice to your word. Father, I pray that we take this word and continually chew on it throughout the day and throughout this weekend and incorporate it into our lives. Father, I thank you that we are your sheep and you are Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. Your sheep hear your voice and follow you, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. We thank you that this message this morning is unhindered, unchecked, untouched, and unaltered by the foul spirits of the enemy. I draw a bloodline between us and the enemy and declare and decree that we will be blessed by it. We will take heed to it. We will be blessed and be a blessing to others. We will go into all the nations and declare that Jesus is Lord. We will continue to build up your kingdom higher and higher and higher. And as we continue to praise your holy, mighty, matchless name, we do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Pastor PK.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, Candy. Thank you so very much for coming in and launching us in the call this morning with powerful prayer. Praise God, praise God. As we often do, we have a few announcements, and we just want to remind you that the Master's Morning Call has an email address so that you can send in prayer requests and messages. We also have a website that you can go in and hear messages that are archived there, and that is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And so, you know, get this word on the inside of you, because it is the word that is going to keep us as we are getting ready to move. And I'm here to tell you all, fast, I feel that things in our lives are getting ready to move with a swiftness that we have not felt and experienced before. So get ready for the move of God in your life. It's some powerful things getting ready to come. As I look at our back office, and I'm encouraging everybody, when you get off this call with us this morning, get in your back office and just take some time to see what this company is setting up for us. It is absolutely mind-blowing. And the global expansion, you all, if I just had a little time to share with you about that, I would. But I'm going to do a special call to talk to you about global expansion, that which I've heard, and see if I can get an expert who is working that to come in and talk to you about it as well. So this morning, I just want you all to know that I thank you for your prayers. And at the end of this call, we're going to take more prayer requests and have a time of prayer with Dr. Vanessa and the prayer team, and I will stay on the call a few moments after our call today. This morning, I am so blessed to have met this couple a few years ago, and God orchestrated this Holy Ghost hookup, and they really blessed my husband and I, and took us to South Africa with them on a missions trip, and just met some super fantastic people there. And God has allowed us to continue our relationship, and I found them to be nothing but men and women of integrity and men and women of God who absolutely love God's people and can break the bread, as Sister Marie says, break off us a piece of bread and serve us. And so this morning, my dear friend, Dr. Jocelyn Henderson out of Milwaukee on the north side of town, as she says it, will be coming to give us our word for today. I would advise you to get some pencil and paper to take some copious notes as the woman of God comes to feed us today. Dr. J, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning to you, Dr. PK. Can you hear me clearly?
Good morning. Good morning. I can hear you clearly.
Amen.
Thank you
so much. I just
want
to take just a minute. I apologize. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for accepting the request to come and speak to our hearts today.
Well, I just honor the Lord always, the privilege and honor that he would use my mouth as a mouthpiece. And so I just honor the Lord. I know that you called late last night and asked, but I know that the Lord already knew this day was already predestined, that it would happen just this way, because my life is predestined by him. And I want to just, before I get started, just want to say this morning thank you to you and to your household, as well as to Pastor Vanessa. I want to just thank you as well for you all entrusting this call this morning into my care. And I thank the Lord for the trust that you have in me. And I honor the Lord for all of the morning, the Master's Morning Call listeners this morning. And I bless the Lord for each and every one of you. I want to go to what I believe is a very familiar passage to many of us. And it is Psalms 127. And I'm going to just be reading two verses. And while you're getting that, because I truly believe that every one of us on this call need to get the word in front of us so that we can at that point know what it is that is being taught into our hearing. And so I just bless the Lord again for this opportunity. I honor the Lord for my own husband this morning, and I give God praise for him as well, standing side by side with me in ministry. So again, Psalms 127. Verses 1 and 2 at Psalms 127 is one of those 15 psalms which they call Psalms of Degrees. I challenge you to go back and just read all of those psalms from Psalms 120 through 134. I believe that it is an absolute blessing what God has done and how he had instilled even then in the hearts of men as the head of their families to go up and to seek his face with those seven feasts. And I honor the Lord, honor Jehovah God this morning. As we read that scripture, it says, except the Lord build the house. Except the Lord build your house. Except the Lord build the house where you're residing. Except the Lord builds the house where I stay at. Except the Lord builds your business. Except the Lord builds your relationships. Except the Lord do whatever it is that we're involved in. The rest of that verse says, he that laboreth in vain that builds it. Except the Lord keeps the city, the watchman waketh, but is in vain. Actually, that scripture to me is saying, go on, go home, go to sleep. Thank you, Jesus. It is vain for you and I to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for he gives his beloved sweet sleep, the word of God says. And I want to just start out right there this morning, because many of us have allowed the enemy to cause us to be buffeted, to be caused us to be tossed to and fro, has caused us to listen to what he has to say in reference to what it is that you and I are building. And if we would go back to the word and we would begin to build upon what God has already allowed us to do, we cannot do it our own way. We cannot do it in our own intellect. We cannot do it the way in which we saw somebody else do it. We must build based on what God's word has already decreed and declared the way in which we should build. So let's talk about the word build first, because I'm going somewhere this morning and want to build this foundation so that when we get there, we'll know that God has built this house and he alone is the one to be glorified for it. To build, and I looked that up in the American Heritage Dictionary, and it says, to build is to develop or to give form to according to a plan or a process. To develop or to give form to according to a plan or a process. To increase or to strengthen by adding gradually, or to build up on, or to build on. Now, I truly believe, even as Dr. PK was talking about that back office, that's going to be one way, especially inside of this artist business, that we will need to build. We cannot build on what we think or what somebody else think that we ought to do. We have to go to what they have given us in the way of the different training systems that they have in place, of the different conferences that they give in order for us to be built up. We must build the way in which the leaders of this company has already preordained. Now, it's the same way in the spiritual realm. If God has given us a way in which to build, we can only do it that way in order to be successful. And so let's talk about it. The only way that we are going to be able to build our houses, our businesses, is by hearing and doing the word of God. That's the number one standard, hearing and doing what God says. Because if we believe that the word of God is truth, and which it is, John 17:17 says it this way, sanctify them through thy word. And it comes back at the end and say, thy word is truth. Glory to God. I want to tell you this morning, it doesn't matter what you think, what I think, what everybody else might think, God's word still is truth this morning. And if we would build our homes, our lives, our businesses upon the word of God, then truth will stand the test of time. When the enemy come, when anybody else comes to try to get you off, truth will always prevail. Truth for the believer have to be a rock. It has to be our solid foundation. What God says is right. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. And, you know, a lot of times we try to pretend, even as saints, that we don't know what is right. Let me tell you what's right today. Whatever the Bible says, that's what's right. Well, I didn't know whether that was right. And I thought that whatever the Bible says, that's what is right. anything contrary to the word of God is perverse and it is wrong today. Let me give you some scripture to build that up on. Psalms 119, 128. It says, therefore I esteem all of the precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Glory to God. Let me give you one more. Romans 3, verse 4. God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. You know, when men and women began to come against us, if we are not standing on the word of God, if we're not standing on truth, if we don't have our foundation built, our houses built on the word of God, people will be able to come and judge what it is that we're doing. But when we're standing and have our things built on the word of God, the word of God says that we will prevail. We will overcome them when they come to judge us. Compared to God's word, what God's word says, it does not matter what the mayor of your state says, your city says, your governor says, what the senator says, what the congressman says, what your pastor says, what your president say, what the pope, the bishop, I don't care, put a name on it. It does not matter what they say compared to God's word. It does not matter what socially, politically, anything that is correct in this world, in this world system. It does not matter traditionally or culturally what is said to be correct. Let God be true, and let every man, the word of God says, be a liar. I didn't call you one, but the God says, let God be true and every man be a liar, because it is written this morning that when God has justified and has said a thing, it is a solid foundation. Let's talk about the Lord must be the center of our home. Not only must he be the center of our home, he must be the center of our artist business this morning, because most of us that are on this call this morning, we are a part of this tremendous company called Artists International. And I just this morning bless the Lord for the Diaz de Leon family. I honor the Lord for the man and woman of God that God has placed in leadership. And I keep going back to what we had over in Vegas just a few weeks ago when Dad de Leon said and laid the foundation for this company. Now, the foundation has been laid. He said that, number one, the Lord is the head of this company. Hallelujah. And then he went on to talk about himself being the one that would be the captain under the Lord. Now, if we get our businesses and get our home in that way, everything else must fall in place under that. And so as I looked at that and began to meditate on that, I thought about this scripture in Psalms 127. God says, unless he builds our houses, our buildings, our businesses, storms will come. Hallelujah. If you get time, go back and look at it in Matthew 7, verses 24 through about 27. And it talks about the different things that will come if we don't build on a solid foundation. Sometimes sand will come. Sometimes, you know, the storms of life will come. But if we got a solid foundation of the word of God, it doesn't matter what comes or what goes. God will then take us through to the next level and through to the next situation that we are going through. And so this morning, I want to give you just, I believe, just a few keys on what we can do when we are going through to stay focused. Verse 24 in Matthew 7 says, therefore, whosoever heareth these words of mine and doeth them, I will liken them unto a wise man or woman, which build their house upon a rock. Because that's exactly where we're going right now. We've got to build upon a rock. Because upon a solid rock, our businesses, our homes will not be shaken. The economy cannot shake them. If they pass a stimulus bill or they don't pass one, it will not shake them. The storms of life will not come in to deteriorate the foundation. So if we build up on the solid foundation of the Word of God, our families, our businesses, everything we do will be preserved. I tell you that right now, everybody's looking to go and have something that is preserved, that when the storms come, when the wind come, when the floods come, when the rain come, we are looking to be able to stand. And so if we build our houses or our business upon the Word of God, the sand base will not cause it to be shaken. If we decide that the Lord is not the center of our homes and in our businesses, every storm of life will eventually cause erosion. I know every one of us ought to know what erosion is. It will cause the foundation to deteriorate. And when the foundation has a deterioration in it, it will be cause a breach in the foundation. And I'm sure some of us have seen homes where there has become a breach in the foundation. And it's sitting on what we would call sinking sand. And so we have to go back and allow the Lord to become the builder of our homes and the builder of our businesses, because he is the keeper and the chief watchman for your business. He is the keeper and the chief watchman for your families. You and I, if we would build right, God then will cause us to be successful. When God is the builder of our businesses and our home, he provides everything that is needed. I heard a man of God on a call recently say that God, it can never be accused for having an opportunity to not pay child support. God will pay and take care of his children, and he will take care of your business. He will take care of all of your affairs and my affairs if we will allow him to be the builder of it. I want to close with three different places, same scripture, but I want to give you, I believe, a word of encouragement. And that scripture is coming out of the Word, and it says, "It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night." This is verse 2, and I'm reading it out of the New Living Translation right now in Psalms 127, verse 2. "It is useless for you and I to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones." Somebody say rest this morning. Hallelujah. Yes. I believe a woman of God on this phone line this morning said rest is a spiritual thing. Glory to God. I said we need to get some rest this morning. Glory to God. "It is useless," and this is coming out of today's English version, "it is useless to work so hard for a living, getting up early and going to bed late, for the Lord provides for those who love him while they're asleep." Glory to God. Hallelujah. I say tonight, get you a towel, put it on your pillow, go to bed, go to sleep tonight. Hallelujah. God is up. "He that keepeth Israel, neither sleeps nor slumber." Go to bed, go to sleep. Do your foundation correct. Lay the Word of God correctly in your businesses, inside of your family. But you can go on and go to bed. Don't make sense for two of you to be up. God's got your back. He is also is the frontlet on your eyes this morning, and he will lead you into the right way. He know every artist, new distributor that you're supposed to have. Hallelujah, that's supposed to be on your team today. Hallelujah. And he will show you and I and direct us in the way in which we're supposed to go. One last verse, and this again is that same verse, 127, verse 2, and I'm reading it out of the Complete Jewish Bible. I challenge you to go and get a word on one scripture and just run a reference on about 15 different translations. It'll bless you this morning. This word says that in the Complete Jewish Bible, it says, "It is vain, in vain do you get up early and put off going to bed, working hard to earn a living, for he provides for his beloved, even when they're asleep." Glory to God. I want to say to you this morning, when night falls this evening, go home, go to bed, go to sleep. Hallelujah. Do it in that order. Go home, go to bed, go to sleep. The integrity of God's word says that he will keep you. He will lead us in the way in which we should go. It has to come to a place that either we trust God to build these businesses or we will think that we have to labor and do it ourselves. Unless the Lord builds the house for you and I this morning, unless the Lord is the keeper of the things that we have entrusted into him, we that labor in vain. God bless you this morning. I pray this word has been an encouragement for you, that you will now go back and build your house, your business, your relationship, and everything you do upon the word of God. Back to you, Pastor PK. God bless you this morning.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. I tell you, Dr. J, you always have something good to bring to the body of Christ and to our master's call. Thank you for reminding us, just reminding us of how important it is to know what we're building on. What, you know, to think about what you're building on, and if you aren't building with good timber, as the old folks say, you gonna have a raggedy building. It won't do well, and your building is in vain. Lord, have mercy. So help us, God, help us to build a good, strong business here in Artists and live a good life, that others will look upon us and see you. That wonderful message. At this time, Amber is coming to close us in prayer, and then we will take prayer requests that we will be praying over for the next next week, and I'm going to ask Pastor Vanessa to come and orchestrate that part of the call. Amber, are you there?
Pastor PK, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, praise God. Amen. Unless the Lord builds our houses. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to go to the throne room of grace.
Oh, yeah.
God has our house in heaven as well. Heavenly Father, we just bless you for this day that you have made. We are glad and rejoicing in it, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our Father, and thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, we thank you for our daily bread, the rhema word of God that you have sent forth, not only today, but each and every day, Father God, on this week, on this Master's morning call. God, you're faithful, Father God, unto your people. God, we thank you that we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. And God, you are I am that I am. And God, whoever needs you to be I am, Lord, let them fill in that space of I am, Father God. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are the God of breakthrough. And God, by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, God, we thank you that these prayers are holy and acceptable before you. God, forgive us of our sins and have mercy over us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for free passageways in the spiritual and the natural realm in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you these prayers would not be earthbound, but they will penetrate, Father God, and manifest according to your word, Lord. God, we come into agreement, Lord Jesus, for each and every person, Father God, that has prayer petitions, Father God, before you, and the things that they need, you, the God of breakthrough, to come into their lives and break everything that's not of you, God, and release the things that's of you, God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, right now in the name of Jesus, that we release healing, Father God, for people who need healing right now in every area of their lives, God. Sickness, disease, infirmities, cancers, God. High blood pressure, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heart disease, God. Diabetes, God. Asthma, rheumatoid, God. Lungs, Father God. Each and everything, Father God, that has been a prayer petition. God, we thank you that you're Jehovah Rapha for each and every person, God. God, we thank you where there's death, God, we release life and that more abundantly. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, where there's lack and debt, Father God, we release abundance, prosperity, Father God, as riches, Lord Jesus, as never before. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, where there's mental illness, Father God, depressions or addictions, God. God, we release, Father God, all your word, Father God, to go in, Father God, and still and do those things that those individuals need, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your peace, your shalom, shalom of God, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God, we thank you for the apostolic and prophetic veins, Father God, and the portals of heaven that are open, God. We thank you for angels ascending and descending, Father God. Angels, Father God, warfare, protecting, Father God, and guardian angels, Father God. God, we thank you for deliverance and salvation, God. We thank you for all things that pertain to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, by the shed blood, Lord Jesus, that you sealed these prayers, Father God, as never before. We bind the hand of the enemy. We come against every principality, every power, every spiritual wickedness in high places, every ruler of darkness in this present age. As we sit in the third heavens, God, as Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. And God, even as we go and transition, Father God, to take these other prayer requests, God, we thank you for your glory and your presence. And we expect manifestations of each and everything, because we do not pray, Father God, earthbound prayers. We pray by faith in your word, and we believe, Father God, that you do just what you said. Your word would not come back void, but return to you and accomplish everything that pleases you, because you said from the end to the beginning, everything is established, and it surely shall come to pass. We bless you, we thank you, in the matchless name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you, Sister Amber. I tell you, you are praying general for real. Pastor Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. And
yes,
we have been so blessed this morning.
So blessed.
We praise God for each and every one of you. That word, Dr. Joycelyn, building the house, that is truly a word for our individual homes and our artist business. And what we do every Friday, we have the benediction, which Amber prayed so well with the prayer request to release those who need to be released, because we do want to honor our commitment of a 30-minute call. But we also, for those who want to stay on the line, we're opening up our Q&A take prayer request, because one of the mandates, one of the missions and assignments for the master's call is to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And so we're asking any of you who have a prayer request, it is our honor and our privilege for our prayer team to bombard heaven and pray in your behalf. And we're always looking for those who want to be directed specific part of that prayer team. So at this time, we're going to take prayer requests for those of you who need to go. We have filled in, had our closing prayer. You are dismissed. And for those who want to stay on the line and just be in agreement with us as the prayer requests come forward, we would be so happy to have you also. I see in queue first, Rushi out of Atlanta. If you will give us your prayer request, please.
Yes, good morning, Pastor PK and Vanessa. I like a prayer request for myself as well as my sister that's out of the hospital that's battling with the thyroid problem. She says she's much better, but she's going to get started on the honest nutrition that she never wanted to take, I was telling her about. And also, again, I would like to prayer request for Mr. Bobby Barclay. He's doing real good. He's healing and progressing day by day. He's talking, walking, and moving around. So he just told me to let you know that he's going to be on here next week with you guys so that y'all can hear what God has done for him.
Yeah.
And his knees and everything is a little tingling, but he's able to walk up and down the steps and move around in the house. He just want to let y'all know he just thanked God for living. And so he said he's going to come and let you all know, and he just wanted to let everybody know that paid for him. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rushi. We will definitely continue to keep you in prayer, and we'll lift up your sister who is battling and winning the battle with her thyroid. And many of you know our artist sister, Larissa. We have been praying for her husband, Bobby, and He has come all the way from being in intensive care. And, you know, the word says, whose report are we going to believe? The report of the Lord. And many of you all prayed, and I'm so excited to hear that prayer report, praise report, that he's up, walking around, feeling better. So we're going to continue to pray for his total recovery, even sevenfold. Thank you so much, Rushi, for that praise report. And we have your prayer request. Angeline, we have you now. If you come forward, give us your prayer request.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa and Odyssey.
Good morning. Speak up for me just a little bit, sweetheart.
Okay. I'm asking prayer for a 5-month-old baby, Isaiah Bates. He needs a heart transplant, and I'm asking for prayer for him and his mom.
Isaiah Banks needs a heart transplant?
Isaiah Bates, yes, B-A-T-E-S.
Oh, Bates. Okay, you said needs a heart transplant?
Yes.
Amen. Definitely. And is this a baby or an adult? Or?
No, he's a baby. He's 5 months old. He's never come home.
Wow. Okay. That's what I had picked up in my spirit. He needs a heart transplant. Okay, we got it. Was there anything else?
And for my sister Ramona, healing in her body.
Ramona, sister, healing in her body. All righty. And thank you so much. And you be blessed this weekend as we stand in the gap and pray over the prayer request of Isaiah Bates, a 5-month-old child that needs a heart transplant, and her sister Ramona in need of continued physical healing also. All righty, we're going to next go to New York at 347-304. Caller, give us your name and your prayer request.
Yes, yes, Pastor Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa, good morning. How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm great, thank you. This is Caprice calling, and I'm calling because I'm going on an interview today. I haven't been on one in about 20 years, and I just pray
Amen.
That God just give me everything I need, everything
Amen.
I need. I have the answers for these guys. So that
and what time is your interview so we can pray specifically?
It's at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I believe in being laser-focused in our prayer. 9 a.m., you said Eastern Standard Time?
Yes.
All righty. So we're going to be in agreement for Caprice to have favor on her job interview this morning. And after 20 years, that's all right. God's got it, and I just speak the peace of God into your spirit right now and the favor of the Lord to be with you. Next, we have 317-291. You have the floor.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you, Pastor Vanessa and Pastor PK. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. I first of all, I want to thank you for your prayers. I had requested a couple weeks ago prayer for my son who had been on lockdown for so long and that it had started to mess with his mind and he was talking about suicide. And then they had come, and at one time I could go visit him. They locked him down again where I couldn't even get contact with him, speak to him, or anything. But I like to praise God that yesterday he was released from that, and I was able to speak with him and talk with him. So now I request prayer that his next move be out of that prison.
And what's his first name so we could be calling his first name out in prayer?
His name is Joseph Henderson.
Joseph. Okay, we'll be calling out Joseph, okay?
Yes.
Go on.
And I also would like to request prayer for myself on Monday. I am going to endeavor to leave Indianapolis to drive to Atlanta, Georgia, and I'll be traveling alone. And I don't care for driving much on the highway, but I ask that, God be with me, because I will be alone making this trip to go for the artist training this week in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
I ask for your prayers that God gives me safe journeys there and back.
Amen. Well, Sister Jackie, we will be continuing to call out your son, Joseph, in prayer for his complete release and the will of the Lord to be done for Joseph's life. And we are just speaking right now, traveling mercies for you as you head down to Atlanta, and that will be a safe drive, and you will definitely arrive safely and be blessed by your time there. Thank you so much. And we next have from Houston, Texas, 832-231. You're on the line.
Hey, good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa. Word from Dr. Jocelyn Henderson this morning. Woo! I'm telling you, you're off the chain, Doc. I like prayer for my father, Clarence Preston, and my brother, Jesse Preston. I just want y'all to pray for my family. We need prayer this morning. He's supposed to be coming home today, my dad. We're going to we hope the doctor release him today. They said they still let us this morning whether they're going to let him come home today. So I like prayer for him.
All righty. We are honored to pray for our north side of Houston, Texas, Marie Preston, as we pray for her father to be coming home and his continued healing and the total healing also of Jesse. Amen and amen. Are there any other prayer requests in these last few minutes? I know I just cleared out queue so we can make room for anyone else if you wanted to give a prayer request. We'll take those in the last few minutes. And, again, it is our honor and our privilege to cover these in prayer. This Proverbs 4 tells us to attend to the word and cover the word till we see the manifestation of the promises. And I so strongly believe in the power of prayer, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So it seems like we don't have anybody else in the prayer request. The prayer queue, and I love Dr. PK to always give the praise report of how many people stay on the line during this time and continue to stand in the gap, that we will continue to be praying for Rushi for her total healing and her sister who's battling and winning the battle with thyroids, for Bobby Barclay, Larissa's husband, for his complete healing. We're praying for a little Isaiah Bates, 5-month-old child that needs a heart transplant. And her sister Ramona for her total healing. We're praying for Caprice, the great favor of the Lord, on her job interview this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're praying for Jackie's son, Joseph, that he continues to have the favor and the total deliverance in prison, and for her peace of God, the angels of God to encamp around her as she drives from Indianapolis to Atlanta to the ATC training. And then for our Marie Preston, for her father, Clarence, and her brother, Jesse, for their total healing. And I see one last person in queue before we close out today. Sister Barbara, you're up.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Good morning, Pastor PK.
Good morning.
This is Barbara from North Carolina, and I would like to request prayer for my friend, Sean. She's going to have a baby due on the 5th. And it's her first baby, and I just like to pray for a safe delivery for her baby and that her baby be covered in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And that he be raised in the nurture and admonition of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, we've got that down. I know Dr. PK feels you with her little new grandbaby right there to cover for a safe delivery for Sean for her first baby. All righty. Well, that is all of our prayer requests. And Dr. PK, I turn it back over to you to close out.
Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa. I thank each and every one of you for being on the line today. We thank God for Candy for opening us up this morning, a powerful minister in prayer. We also want to thank my dear friend and the mouthpiece of the word today as she came and blessed us with the word. Thank you, Dr. J. We love you and your husband and appreciate you so very much. We thank you, our prayer general, Amber, who absolutely comes and just bombards heaven. Sometimes I call her at home and she's just praying. And I just thank God that you pray for us the way you do and all of the rest of our prayer warriors. We thank God for Pastor Vanessa and just how she comes and work with us with this call every morning. And each of you pray for us as we continue this weekend. Let's have a powerful weekend. Go out expecting God to do something different in your life. Expect miracles in your life as you go out this weekend. God bless you, and we look to hear you on this call after our Sabbath. We'll be back here on Monday morning. God bless you as you go. Have a super fantastic day.